your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandeninde. A House committee has voted unanimously that all police shootings and any other use of deadly force by law enforcement be investigated by a new division of the Arizona Department of Public Safety, or an outside agency or regional task force. The new bill was created with the help of major Arizona law enforcement and Republican House Speaker Rusty Bowers. Some Arizona lawmakers, such as Democratic Minority Leader Reginald Boulding, have pushed for this before. Boulding responded to the bill's initial approval, stating, "The key aspect of the proposal has to be reform and to rebuild and restore community trust." This is the first vote in a long legislative process, which would require the bill to first pass the full House and then be considered by the Senate. Arizona Republicans this week advanced legislation to unwind the state's popular early voting system by requiring that voters have a reason and make a request to vote by mail. The measure comes after 90% of ballots in Arizona were taken in by mail for the 2020 election. The hope is to get more people out to the polls on Election Day. The bill was approved along party lines in the Senate Government Committee and will go to the full Senate for debate in the coming weeks. For the first time in the University of Arizona's history, the school has hired a female police chief. Paula Balafas has 32 years of experience serving higher education communities. She recently worked at the University of Colorado. Balafas will begin her job early next month. She replaces Brian Seastone, who retired after 41 years on the job. The pandemic has meant a massive drop in tourism spending in Arizona. The Arizona Office of Tourism finds that travel spending declined from more than $25 billion in 2019 to $15 billion in 2020. Cultural tourism took a big part of that hit when many tribal landmarks and attractions shut down during the pandemic. Cronkite News reporter Mackenzie Allen Charmley was at the Arizona Indian Festival this weekend and explains how tribes are trying to bring tourism dollars back.
With dancing, singing, food, art, and cultural exhibitions, the Arizona American Indian Association brought together representatives from the 22 tribes in the state to revitalize and bring awareness to cultural tourism. Board member Dorothy Gishi is grateful for Native communities to have more control over their narratives.
As Native American indigenous tribes, we're wanting to take more of a role in inviting people to our different communities because we want to tell our stories. We know what our historical histories are. We know what our cultures are.
However, COVID-19 was an immense burden on the tourism industry, and especially its cultural sectors. According to the Arizona Office of Tourism, Arizona's travel economy, which includes Native tourism, lost billions in revenue, dropping a total of 41% from 2019 to 2020. Native communities were especially affected. Hopi vendor Bonnie Sikakaku says her tribe faced hardship.
It's been really a hard struggle, and that's probably been the most impactful thing, is not being able to come visit and learn who we are. And then the people that survive off of this economically are kind of without a job.
Navajo and Hopi artist Sean Rogers says the event is an opportunity for those who can't travel to tribal lands.
To share our culture, it feels good when we bring it to you guys here in the city. It helps you, you know, and then you get a more in a depth of what we are, what we do, what we pray for, what we sing for.
In Scottsdale, Mackenzie Allen Charmley, Cronkite News.
Many tribes and their tourist destinations are open for the tourism season. However, tribal officials recommended calling ahead to see if any COVID-19 precautions are in place. Two humanities professors at the University of Arizona have created an archive of games. Over the past two decades, they've collected more than 250,000 board games and video games that go back as far as the late 40s. Their goal is to play the games and study game culture. We had help today from Mackenzie Allen Charmley, and thanks to Justin Torres, who produced today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Emma Vandenhainde.